Northern Plains farmers are preparing for the 2020 planting season. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has more in this update.
Sunshine and warm temperatures are bringing farmers one step closer to getting this year's crop in the ground. Some field work, like tillage and fertilizer applications, are already happening. As farmers gear up, BASF Technical Service representative in North Dakota and Minnesota, Ken Dybert, says there may be ups and downs when it comes to acreage decisions.
And what we're hearing in the countryside, you know, wheat acres appear to be on the rise this year. Corn probably slightly down based on some of the harvest challenges, weather challenges that started last season and are continuing into the spring in terms of harvest. Soybean acres may be slightly up. Things like dry bean and sunflower, I would say in some areas significantly up is what we're hearing. And then canola acres probably pretty flat.
Dybert goes on to say when all of the pieces of the planting puzzle are put together, certain crops have to be grown where seen fit. There will be a high sense of urgency to get the 2020 crop planted as the gates open.
We want to make sure that those fields are fit to go, and it's just never a good idea to be working fields that are too wet. And obviously you're going to have varying levels of that depending on the soil type and just the overall moisture that we received in some of these areas. But regardless, we're going to have weed pressure this spring. And you think about some of the options, Sharpen herbicide, for example, in the BASF portfolio, an excellent option for burn down and broadleaf weeds. And what we normally think of it as ahead of a crop like soybean or corn, for example, but we can also use that product ahead of our wheat acres.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.
When